Stan Sport host, our man Maxi Rushton, the former Brucer. I understand he's been had treatment for that and he's okay. Mm. But it has been highly infectious because Mark Bosnich has caught the bruising disease. We'll get an update on that. The Champions League, and of course, the young boys have been back at Wankdorf.
They win again.
Listen, I thought I was coming into a cerebral, you know, intellectual radio studio. Mm. And I see from those words that I haven't.
No, definitely not.
It's a team called Young Boys. They play at a stadium that has that name.
Yes.
Wankdorf.
It's a coincidence.
Is it?
Yes. And I feel, you know, what I'm trying to do here is build a career where I'm, you know, I want to be critically acclaimed. Mm. And I feel if I'm just in a room where people are making jokes that reflect on, you know, things that teenage boys like to do, I'm not sure this is a good professional fit for me.
No,
but I'm here now. Like, you know, there's nothing I can do, is there? I can't storm out.
Why are you sliding down that chair so low? You seem to be getting lower and lower.
I'm quite low down, aren't I? Yeah. I'm relaxing. It's the afternoon.
Can you get to this that cryptic thing?
Yeah, so the middle of the night. Yeah, I've been waking up at funky hours. And the worst thing you can do is jump on the phone. So I jump on the phone.
Don't do that. You've got to leave the phone out of the bedroom.
And I see a live.
I do that.
Oh, do you do that?
Yeah, no screens in the bedroom.
Yep. Is that right?
No screens.
I'm with you.
Come on.
What about TV?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Just a good book.
Just a good book. Or a bad book.
I like that.
Thanks.
But so I see a live thread of yourself.
Yeah.
And
did it send you to sleep?
Sorry?
Did it send you to sleep?
No, I was fascinated by it, and you were getting a lot of correspondence at that early hour of the night.
Yes.
People asking about somebody smelling like something?
Yes, one
Bruce?
Of my colleagues, Barry. They're asking if Barry Glendenning, who I do the Football Weekly podcast with, they were asking his scent.
Yes.
Yeah. And then someone asked if I was planning to go to a lay-by to engage in carnal activity, which I wasn't. I was going to work.
No, the term was that of an animal?
Yeah.
An English term, that of an animal?
Yes.
To do with car parks, I think. You'd be familiar with that, Brian.
Yeah. Oh, dogging. Yeah.
But I wasn't doing that because that's not for me. If it is for you, that's totally
fine. But it's not,
fine.
You know, it's not a, because Joel and I
it's
both
not
play,
a th-
it's not
know.
A thing here.
Oh, really?
Well, I went over in 2007 and it was.
And you really got into it and then you came back and there was just no forum
there was,
for you.
Yeah, I was looking up the internet on the dark web, but it was huge over there.
I had every a teammate paper. Who had participated in said act.
Right, every paper had dogging this, lights on, done. Came back to Australia. Still not a thing.
Okay. No. Well, you know, you could go on Shark Tank, couldn't you? Try and sort of pitch a franchise model and see if you could make
Shark
some money
Tank
out of
is
it.
Good. I like the English version. Tell Danny Benetton, my man. Yeah.
I've got an invention for you.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a problem in England.
All right. Okay.
But it certainly is here
where
you are repeatedly filling out the same form and details. Mm-hmm. Do you guys go through that? If you go to a doctor's surgery, for example, are you filling out the same form amounts of times?
Yeah. If you really want to fill a lot of forms out, try emigrating, right? That is honestly, most of the last 3 months has been form filling. And what's your invention? Is it to bring a person with you to fill out the forms?
No, a centralized app that has your allergies, that has your date of birth, where you live, your driver's license, your Medicare numbers, your healthcare numbers.
That's a lovely idea.
Why are we always duplicating the same information?
Yeah. Okay, I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called, what's it called, Fletch?
What's that?
Our centralised app.
You're not in on this. Are you concentrating?
No, I am.
Okay. He's Googling dogging for sure.
No, I'm not sure. I know what dogging is. Yeah. I don't have to Google that.
It's really terrible. We're in the gutter, aren't we, at the moment?
No.
Let me get out of it.
Let's get out of it.
You bring us out,
I'll
Max.
Bring us out. I've got a question for you.
Right, okay, I'm here for it.
Stevie Gerrard.
Yep.
Would there be in the foreseeable future, would Manchester United?
No.
Never. That would never happen?
No.
Even though if he was the best candidate?
No.
Never.
I would be... There are some players or some managers who would never go. It must be the same over here, right?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Nope.
You think the money talks?
Yes.
Very occasionally people do, right? Sol Campbell went from Tottenham to Arsenal. That was huge. Rafa Benitez right now is a very famous, you know, very successful with Liverpool in the Champions League. He's now the Everton manager. But Steven Gerrard, one club man, if we excuse LA Galaxy, he was at Liverpool for so long.
Yes.
And if you are a Liverpool legend, you don't go to Manchester United.
Okay.
So no.
But West Ham's okay.
I mean, he's not. Yeah, I mean, go to West Ham. He's at Aston Villa at the moment.
Yeah, but I'm saying, could he go? I was
just
trying that.
You go to West Ham, yeah, no problem. He just can't go to Everton or Manchester United.
Right.
He can't do that.
Okay. Because for himself or because of the fans or because of
just everything? For the equilibrium of the universe.
Okay.
It would be. It would not be a suitable thing for him
and,
to
and
do.
Conversely, Max, yeah. they probably wouldn't chase him either. Would that be the case?
No, I don't think. I think the Manchester United fans would not like that either. Mm. Everybody would not like it. It would be a situation where nobody liked it.
Right, okay.
You know?
And what about Ollie?
Are we, he's been sacked. And
we saw it coming.
Yeah. And he was an emotional. He did a... We don't have any example of this before where he was sacked or he left the club. They didn't want to use the word sacked. They lost 4-1 to Watford, Manchester United at the weekend. And then he released a kind of goodbye video, which is a very strange thing to do if you've been
sacked.
For James
Blunt?
It was exactly that. It was. Yeah. He got quite emotional.
Aussie and Green Day. Yeah.
He's clearly quite a nice man,
yes.
but he wasn't a very... He's not an elite manager. So it was a bad... He did okay for a while at Manchester United, but it didn't work out. And so this club is not very well run at the moment. So they had no plan for who's going to come in as manager. So then Michael Carrick, one of his coaching staff, came in and ran the team yesterday, and they won, or this morning, they won 2-0. They were pretty useless for about 60 minutes. Then he made a couple of substitutions. They did okay. But he's part of the problem. You know, he was part of that coaching setup.
Mm.
But we will see. They want an interim manager until they bring in a full-time manager.
You never hear all the coverage I've seen of Ollie getting speared. No one has had a bad word to say about him. Is he like just a nice human?
He's a lovely man, yeah. And it's more important to be kind than successful, isn't it?
It's important to be nice,
but
it's nice to be important.
Well, I don't think it matters to be important, but it is important to be kind, you know, at the end of the
Absolutely.
Day. And he's a nice bloke. And he got a £7.5 million payoff.
Wow.
That's good, isn't it?
That's nice.
So with Ole,
yeah.
never to be cited again as a Premier League manager.
Wow. It is impossible to know what job he goes to next.
Yeah.
Because he probably wouldn't have got the Manchester United job if he hadn't scored the winner in the Champions League final in 1999.
Wow.
Sort of one kick defined his legendary status at that club. He scored a lot of goals for them. Sort of a super sub, that was what he was known as. But he wouldn't have got a job. He kind of failed at Cardiff City. He did okay in Norway with a team called Molde, and that's it. So I don't know where he goes next, apart from probably builds a lovely log cabin with all that money.
Yes.
Is what I would. God, $7.5 million for just doing an average job. I've said this before, but I'm continually doing an average job and desperate that someone will show me the door and give me millions of pounds. And as yet, it's not happened.
Yeah. Well, the day is young. Can I ask you this about Kevin? Do you know Kevin Sinfield?
I do know. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I know what he did. Yeah.
You know what he's done for Rob Burrow?
What hasn't he done?
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So he's run 101 miles,
yep.
which is 160 Ks,
yes.
in 24 hours.
That's right. And he had already, I think he did like a marathon a day for...
7 days?
Yes.
Was that the one? It's phenomenal what he's doing. So there's talk that he may be knighted.
Why not?
Do you think he
Yeah, I mean, I have no real interest in the honours system personally, but what he has done for his mate...
It's
unbelievable.
And
Rob Burrow, who has a motor neuron disease, has dealt with arguably the most, you know, one of the worst afflictions you could ever have with such grace and such dignity. There's a guy called Donald McRae, he's a brilliant interviewer, writes in The Guardian, who's done two interviews with Rob Burrow that have been amazing, spent a lot. His family have been incredibly supportive, but Rob has been sort of so stoic amidst one of the most difficult things that any human can go through. And Kevin Sinfield is a mate, and it is beautiful to see what he's done and the money he's raised, you know, for research into that disease that we don't have a cure for yet.
So before Rob got sick, got crook, would have the population of England know who Rob Burrow is?
A lot wouldn't, because rugby league, you know how sport in Australia is quite regionalised. It's very similar. You guys know, right? In the north of England, rugby league's a big deal. In the south, no one pays any attention to it whatsoever. It's sort of strange, really.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one or two teams down there, but no one pays any attention to it. And actually, sort of rugby is this weird, you know, Union is very southern, very West Country in the UK as well. And if you're a football fan, you sort of pay no attention to rugby, full stop.
Yep.
That's kind of how, I mean, there are obviously people who like all sports, but that's kind of how the divide is. So no, there are lots of people, considering how good a player he was, Rob Burrow, you know, and also sort of defied his stature, didn't he? He was a little bloke for rugby league, in rugby league terms. And what he achieved on the pitch was extraordinary. But yeah, he is in the public conscious much more because of what's happened.
No, I just couldn't. I know Kevin Sinfield did that, but it was remarkable what he did with 24 hours, no sleep.
Unbelievable.
160 Ks.
We do have Max Rushton from Stan Sport in here, in the chair, live in the studio, by the way. So if you wish to have your say, 0457 736.
What will they have us their say about, just about me personally?
Yeah.
Mm. What's the text number?
Fire it up. 0457. You call it out.
Okay, 0457 736 736. What do you think of me?
There's one that's come through. Yeah. Now, this might be rude. So
okay.
And I don't know.
Okay.
This might be offensive, so I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not going to bother doing any research. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
Can you please ask Max about Culver House and if there could be a rugby league version?
Spanky from Helensburg.
Hi, Spanky. You can ask me about it. It's a game I play on TalkSport with Barry Glendening. The rules are on the website. I can't give the rules away, of course. There is a rugby league variant of Culver House.
Culver House.
It's called Radlinski.
Ah,
but I don't. But I don't.
Chris Radlinski,
but I'm not an expert player at all. You guys could probably be really excellent at it, but I wouldn't. But I can't tell you the rules.
No, that's right. Okay. Is Culver House a quiz?
No.
No.
Okay. No. It's a very tactical game.
We're very good at plagiarising, aren't we, Brian?
Mm.
We could plagiarise Culver House.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Is there nowhere on the internet that would tell me what Culver House is?
Oh, yeah. If you go, I mean, I don't know if I should give the websites of other sports radio stations while I'm on here because, you know, obviously we're not here to promote other ones.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're friendly.
Just talksport.com and you're just fine. Or just Google Ian Culver House game. If you go to ianculverhousegame.com, you can practice on your own or with friends.
Who is Ian Culver House?
He is a Premier League footballer who played for Norwich City in the mid-90s.
Okay. And what did he, is he, was he famous for doing anything?
Absolutely nothing.
Just a good Premier League player.
He was okay.
How many goals did he get?
Almost none.
All right. How many goals did he save?
I mean, he's a defender, but sort of, I mean, it's hard to really quantify that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Culver House.
Yeah.
Interesting. Sugar.
Yeah, it's a cult game.
Okay. And you came up with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And did you know Ian personally?
No, he won't talk to us.
Because
he's shy.
Because you're taking the piss out of him?
No, we're not taking the Mickey out of him. No, we got close once, but he didn't want to talk to us.
Have you spoken to his friends about this?
Yeah.
And what's the feedback like?
Feedback is, I think his friends like it. I think he's confused. That's why it's become a sort of national treasure for no apparent reason.
So are you thinking that we could steal this?
No,
I think you really could, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that we have the bruising term. Right, yeah. Which we plagiarise that too. But I reckon
we could trade off.
We wouldn't call it Culver House, but we would find our Radlinski or Culver House equivalent.
Yeah.
And that would be the name
of the
game.
Could call it Iroh. Could be. You could have a good game of Iroh.
Could you now?
Mm, yeah.
You could be looking at him. It could be the Fletcher.
Yeah. Absolutely. One of
Kevin Iroh or Tony Iroh, because there was two.
Well, I would normally start with a Kevin. It's very hard to start the game with Tony Iroh, but you could drop in a Tony Iroh at some point during the game.
Okay, I'm gonna have to do
Ellery Hanley is an illegal play.
Now this
go there.
You could not go. You couldn't go Hanley. You couldn't go a fire.
Oh,
Because they're too talented.
I couldn't give away any rules to the game
of
Radlinski.
Who plays the
just
game?
Just me and Barry.
Okay. So no listeners.
No,
no one calls
play.
In.
No. Most listeners don't want us to play.
How long does the game go for?
Depends how long we've got until the news.
Yeah. We need this game. Have your say. Michael Owen playing for Man U might have been the legend
point.
Exception rule.
Yeah, possibly. He did go to Manchester United, Michael Owen. You sort of forget that because by that time his legs had gone. But he did score one goal in the Manchester derby, which is a huge moment. But yeah, it was quite a controversial moment. But
coaching's different.
Owen is less Liverpool than Gerrard, right?
Yeah.
You know, Steven Gerrard is a Scouser, and he's a Liverpool. It's just so in him that he couldn't do it. But I take the point.
What about this one, Max?
Hello.
Who was the biggest EPL player you met, which you were starstruck by?
I've only ever been starstruck by Dr. Carl Kennedy from Neighbours.
Yeah.
Because let's face it.
Alan Fletcher.
Yeah, it's Dr. Carl, right?
Yes.
You know, I'm not getting starstruck by footballers.
No.
I've interviewed most of them.
Is there some that were very, very difficult?
Mm.
In the sense that they were just...
No, I think some are quite shy. Like, I remember interviewing sort of Rooney early in his career, Wayne Rooney, and he was very shy. And like, when you know that if you interview a young sports person, they're just sort of on edge and they don't feel comfortable. But he was a decent, nice bloke.
Yeah.
Steven Gerrard was a nice bloke. I've measured his. He's got a very low hair. He's got a very low hairline, Stephen Gerrard.
Has he? Yeah.
So it's preceding.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You've measured it.
It's because most human, everyone listening, unless you're driving or unless you're a very safe driver, if you were to put your fingers to your forehead, most people on average are four. Most are four fingers. Yeah.
Yeah. Hence forehead.
Exactly. That's why it's called forehead.
So what have we got him down to?
Well, and obviously if you're receding, you might be able to get a whole hand in. You might get two hands in, you know, if it's going back.
Like Stephen Gerrard is Prince William style.
Yeah, absolutely. Stephen Gerrard is a three.
Yeah.
If you just go three, think how that's... How it is. He had a teammate, Neil Mellor, who has got a wonderful head of hair as well. He's got a great goal against Arsenal once and is a lovely bloke and a good broadcaster. He's a two and a half.
Oh, well, we've got our own. Okay. We have a commentator, ex-rugby league player, Michael Ennis.
Yep.
He is a preceder.
Wow. Is he? He's a two.
That's good.
He'd be a three, maximum three.
And also a legal play in Radlinski.
Oh, now I'm getting it.
Yeah, now you're getting the rules. But it depends when you play him, of course.
Yeah, we need to. I need to look into this a lot. If you got a question for Max, anything you like, actually, 0457 736 736. He's covering the Champions League, which continues on Stan Sport. Man City versus Paris Saint-Germain. That is live from 6:30 tomorrow morning. So looking forward to that. And you can start your free 7-day trial at stan.com.au/football. Max, just on the Champions League, have you found your winner yet?
Too hard to say.
Yeah.
Too hard to say. There are a lot of teams playing very well at the moment. If you look at the Premier League, Liverpool, Chelsea and Manchester City are all playing out of their skins. Chelsea hammered Juventus 4-0 last night and were brilliant. Juventus aren't having a brilliant season, but, you know, they're a huge club and they made it look so, so easy. Liverpool already through their groups. They can rest players tomorrow morning. Manchester City, it's the one thing that Pep Guardiola hasn't won at Man City and he's desperate to do it. Bayern Munich won last night. They're through. It'd be very hard to look past Bayern Munich as well. They're a brilliant team. The Spanish giants are not having the best time at the moment. We did Barca, Benfica. They've got a new manager, Xavi. He's a Barcelona legend. But, you know, they still haven't guaranteed going through yet. So you're probably looking at one of Bayern or those three English clubs, I would suggest.
Fletch and I had watched the Netflix doco, Bad Sport. Have you seen the one on Juventus?
Nope. Is it good?
Well, it goes into the story about...
Juventus, the bosses or the board of directors, was hooked up with the referees.
All right.
And they were making sure Juventus won.
Yeah. That's probably not on, is it?
Probably not.
Do you know what I mean?
Don't get caught.
Yeah.
But they got relegated. Well,
yeah, they were relegated and some of the players stayed, didn't they?
But then there was appeal and it got overturned. So did they stay relegated? Do you know how that all played out?
Good question. Can I call Nicky Mandini, the Italian football expert? My job is just to ask people who know what they're talking about the questions.
Okay, well, I've got a question for you.
Okay, yeah, great.
I'm gonna turn that on its head. Our A-League.
Yeah.
What sort of standard is that compared? I know I'm going to put don't be
fluffy about it.
Fluffy about it.
Don't be what about it?
Fluffy.
Okay, I won't be fluffy. Yeah, there'll be zero honest. Fluff coming from me in the next 10
minutes.
Where
does our league stand compared to England, i.e., would it be?
What division?
What division?
It's a very good question. It's really hard to tell. I did quite a lot of A-League stuff last year. Me and Ed Cavalier were doing a little show that we've taken to Stan, actually, called Two Up Top, where we basically, you know, we just find funny stuff off the internet and play it. But we were watching so I watched a lot of A-League highlights last year, and I find it really hard to equate that division to what sort of standard. You know, it's obviously significantly lower than the Premier League.
We play different?
It seems to be quite random, the A-League. It's got some really good players. Mm. It's obviously, there are some, as an English football fan, you watch it and suddenly this player appears like Jordan Mutch or Adam Lafondra and you go, oh, that's where he is. You know, I don't think it's fair to say like it's a retirement home for, you know, ex-greats, you know, because that's sort of what happened with the A-League for a while and MLS as well. I don't know. I think it is in a really difficult position, the A-League, because if I chat to the people that I have like play football with here, right, or if I talk to the crew Stan, right, are all massive football fans, but they're massive football fans and they watch the Premier League and the Champions League, and that's what they've grown up with. So it's trying to get those football fans who are, it's the most played sport in Australia, soccer, right? I mean, it's just played more than any other sport.
No, netball.
Is that so?
That is so.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, we're the highest participation.
Okay, that's interesting.
Netball.
Okay.
Globally, though, I did this research the other day for the cricket. So globally, soccer's number one, but globally, there are more people who play cricket than baseball.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Well, India would be a huge...
Yeah, not a lot of people playing baseball. But there are a lot. The point is there are so many people playing soccer in Australia.
Yes.
But that doesn't translate to fans going to games necessarily, no. or fans loving the A-League. And those kind of, you know, what you need is 100 years to build up history of clubs, right? You know from playing for big rugby league clubs here in the UK, that history just takes time and time and time. And so you think the A-League is relatively young. And what you need is everybody to go and take their kids, and then their kids go, and then it becomes a generational thing. And then it is all, that's what sport is about, right? Yeah. It's about who you go with, less so than the game. So I think fans need to get, I think there needs to be less concern about how good is this. Well, is it time to wake up?
No,
it's time to get up.
We've got a tip on a horse.
There's a bet on.
Oh, who's on?
There's a bet on.
We're both on. Oh, okay. And the listeners, hopefully.
That's really, I like the idea of setting. You don't want the show to get in the way of your real life. Do you? Absolutely. It's really important. What else have we got to do? What other things have we got to do? Because I've got some chicken thighs to buy because I...
No breast. The ones
where thigh is much better. It's much more succulent
really?
Meat.
Yeah.
If you're going to roast it, you know, and I'm living on my own. My wife's in Melbourne. I don't want to roast a whole chicken.
No.
I'm not an animal. No. So I'm going to go thighs and roast them with really simple, just some lemon, some onion, thighs, salt and pepper. Cover that.
And,
that is
and
a bit of rice.
Hour,
absolutely
minutes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Lovely. What were we talking about before? The
nothing,
A-League.
But just getting onto food because I do like my cooking. Yeah. Can you add this for me?
Okay.
Get a bowl with your thighs.
Yep.
Throw them in.
Mm-hmm.
Soy sauce.
Yep.
Honey.
Okay.
Coriander.
I'm making a different dish now. No, well, I'm not adding that to my... I mean, I'm happy to add that to my repertoire.
This is next week.
Okay, fine.
But you throw it all in a bowl with a bit of chilli.
Marinade for overnight? Or just
that'd be better, but you've got the time. Whack it in the oven with your rice.
Oh, you with the rice?
Condoleezza.
Next week. Just getting back to,
So what am I saying? I think the key is to not get too up about how good is this league. It's not about how good it is. Other games competitive. That's what matters.
How bad is it?
I don't think so. It's about you know, do you have competitive football matches? Obviously, you want to see the best. You're not going to get the best players in Australia. It just isn't going to happen. The best Australian players go overseas, right? That's just where the money is and that's where people go. The key is, have you got competitive football? Is it enjoyable to watch? Are people creating a great atmosphere around the stadium? Is it fun to go? Is it good for families to go to? That's how you build that sport. You don't go... Oh, is this as good as League One or the Championship? Does it matter? It doesn't matter. What matters is, are there good games? Are people enjoying it? And then just wait 100 years. Marinate it for 100 years.
We've been waiting a long time.
True. And that's how you build. And then to improve the quality, that is about, and I don't know enough about this, you'd have to get Craig Foster. He would know about this. You know, it's the quality of the coaches. It's the setup. It's grassroots. It's what is the pathway to get the best players. Because for the Socceroos, right, who struggled against Saudi Arabia last week.
And China,
you know, you've got a country of players where it's not dissimilar to, say, Wales or Scotland or Ireland, those teams where you need 8 or 9 really solid professionals and then you need some Galacticos. That's what Australia had at their best, didn't they? You know, when you had decent players and then you had Kewell and Viduka and players like that. And that's sort of what you need to unearth. And either you do that with pure luck by just finding two brilliant footballers at the right time, or you set up your coaching strategies and your grassroots so football doesn't lose its best play. I imagine some of the most talented young footballers go into other sports.
That's right.
How do you not lose them?
And what happens, what I found in England, and I was talking to a performance coach, he was saying top of the gene pool. So if you're big and fast, you go to soccer.
Sure.
Because that's where the money is.
That's
Then the second one is if you're big but slow and skillful, you go to rugby union. And then rugby league was the third, where here it's AFL and rugby league. If you're talented, fast, skillful,
that's where you go first.
That's where you go first.
If Australia was fully invested into soccer, we've got the environment, we've got the many fields, we are blessed with all of that. The country size is not a problem compared to some of the others successful. But at the moment, I think Max is right. We just need to persevere and stay at the game. We do need to move on. We're not the best in soccer, because you have to go, Max. But
why? I don't.
Because
I'm gonna get this chicken.
If you don't. Well, you're happy to stay if you like, but Brooksy's giving me the break. All right. But what we are very good at,
okay,
and we'll think about if you want to stay, you're most welcome.
I'm going to buy some chicken.
We're very good at brucing.
I know you're good at brucing, yeah.
And brucing is leveraging off an event or another person to make it about you. I'm pleased to say that Mark Bosnich has been guilty of brucing.
Doesn't surprise me.
Timmy Zoo.
Yeah.
Kostya Zoo.
Yep.
Bruce Vegas.
I saw it.
Yeah, we're going to break that down. Anyway, enjoy your chicken, Max.
Hey, thanks
Thank you very much.
No,
once again.
Max, but how did the tip go?
Oh, yeah.
No,
thanks very much, Max.
Oh.
Gamble responsibly.
Well, I backed it each way, which means it has to run top three. So where do you think it ran?
Fourth.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Gamble responsibly.
Most importantly.
You do?
Yes.
It's important, though.
I do a lot of things responsibly. Driving, I'm very responsible.
Good.
Yeah. Cooking.
Yeah.
I mean, all these things are sensible, aren't they?
That's right.
We'll be Culver Housing responsibly too.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. We can't call it Culver Housing. We're going to come up with the name.
We'll come up with it. Anyway, thank you very much,
pleasure.
Max.
Thanks,
anytime.
Max.
Cheers. Stan Sport have got you covered when it comes to the Champions League. They've got the rugby covered there as well. Champions League continues on Stan Sport. Man City versus Paris Saint-Germain live from 6:30 a.m. tomorrow. Start your free 7-day trial at stan.com.au/football.